1944, she could not keep up with the demand for her tunes. By the end of World War II, more than 50 artists, representing every major musical genre, had recorded at least one of her songs. More remarkable than the volume of her work was the fact that her treasure chest of self-penned material ran the gamut from pop to big band, from western swing to folk to country. She could write it all, and it seemed that everything she wrote had hit stamped all over it. In the 50s, tired of the fast pace of Los Angeles life, Cindy moved back to Texas. Still, it didn't matter where she lived. She continued to write. Over the course of the next four decades, she composed hits for Ray Charles, Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley, Pat Boone, Dean Martin, Sammy Kaye, Margaret Whiting, Al Dexter, Red Foley, Charlie Daniels, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Hank Snow, Webb Pierce, Billy Walker, Jim Reeves, George Morgan, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and a host of others. More than 500 of her compositions found their way into recording studios, and scores of them topped the charts. With a resume that included such hits as Cherokee Maiden, Dusty Skies, Silver Spurs, Oklahoma Hills, You Don't Know Me, Sugar Moon, China Doll, Dream Baby, In the Misty Moonlight, and Distant Drums, it is little wonder that Country Music Hall of Fame songwriter Harlan Howard has called Cindy the greatest living songwriter of country music. It is also little wonder that she has won more awards than the best-known tunesmiths in history. Yet if you were to somehow wrangle a visit to this publicity-shy woman's modest home in Mahia, Texas, you would find no awards, no citations, no autographed pictures or framed gold records hanging on the wall. Even though the industry that her music has so dominated thinks of her as a legend, Cindy simply goes about her life much like every other member of the local Presbyterian church she attends each week. No frills, no ego, no display of vestiges of fame, just Sister Walker, talking of small-town life, new babies, sick friends, and church needs. Although she found fame and fortune in secular music, it never turned her head. It also didn't threaten the strong moral fiber that had been implanted in her by her parents. Not so much a tribute to her parents as a statement of her own faith, Cindy.